It's official. One of the front runners in Detroit's mayor's race has bowed out, undone by a basic timing error. Mike Duggan announced he will not appeal a court ruling that tossed him off the primary ballot because he turned in campaign signatures 2 weeks before what would have been the one-year mark of his residency in Detroit. The city charter requires candidates to have lived in the city for a full year. Detroit Free Press editorial writer Nancy Cafford joins us now. Nancy, for all the talk about how Mike Duggan was going to be a good mayor of Detroit and all of his experience and working under Ed McNamara when he was the Wayne County executive, neither Mike Duggan nor his staff could figure out how to get on and stay on the ballot?
You know, I think that a lot of people, the Elections Commission, the city clerk, Mike Duggan, his attorneys, several other elections experts read the language in the charter at the time of filing, must have been a resident for 1 year at the time of filing, and thought that at the time of filing was sort of legalese for the filing deadline. Now, is not having thought of another interpretation of that. Should they have done that? Obviously, in retrospect, they should have thought of every possibility. You know, and if he were going to be in the race, we could ask, you know, as a guy who would overlook this, should this figure into the calculation of whether or not he could be mayor? But that's kind of a moot point now.
Well, there are a lot of people I've noticed on Facebook. The question kind of comes down, should anyone even lament this loss if they got this wrong?
That is something that I'm seeing people talk about, too. I think that his decision not to take this to the Supreme Court probably is the right choice for him because of that very sentiment that you're discussing, that politically the damage has been done, the narrative that he's a guy who just moved to Detroit to sort of foist himself onto this race would not be improved by getting the Supreme Court to place his name on the ballot, assuming he could even get a favorable ruling from the court. But, you know, the big question that I think that we need to also be talking about is Michigan election law has always tilted toward access to the ballot. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, for a long time we had the ruling that substantial compliance was the, kind of enough and that what we really needed to do was be sort of leaning in the favor of putting measures or candidates or whatever before voters and letting voters be the ones to decide whether or not they, you know, how they felt on a certain issue or person. And we've seen a couple of decisions in the last few years that have pretty much dismantled that substantial compliance issue and have somewhat limited access to the ballot in ways that we haven't seen before in Michigan. So I don't know what the implications for his campaign are kind of different from what the implications may be for voters in Michigan.
You know, your Free Press colleague Stephen Henderson noted the irony in the fact that it was convicted felon Tom Barrow, who himself was three times rejected as a mayor candidate by voters, and he's the one who got Mike Duggan booted off the ballot.
That is true. You know, Tom is, as you notice, he's run several times. And you know, I think that he really cares passionately about process. Mm-hmm. He went through months or maybe even a year of challenges to the 2009 election result. So, you know, I mean, I can't speak to his motivations in this, but my impression has always been that he's someone who's very invested in process.
Well, Mike Duggan, of course, was right up there at the top of the slate of candidates, along with Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon, who clearly must be smiling over today's developments. But I'm wondering, Nancy Caffer, how would you describe the mayoral field minus Mike Duggan?
I wish I knew. Now, it certainly upended the race. Obviously, Duggan and Napoleon were polling neck and neck, kind of trading out of the top spot in each new poll that would be released. Everyone else is polling dramatically lower. I mean, I think that those guys were up in the 30s mm-hmm. last poll I saw, and everyone else was under 10%, maybe under 5%. I mean, it was very low. So this obviously elevates someone who had been trailing considerably into the second spot. Now this is a very different situation. Many times after a primary, you'll see a leading candidate throw their support to another candidate who made it through the primary.
Right.
I don't know if we're going to see that here. There's not a natural alliance that I'm seeing between Duggan and an existing candidate. Certainly, we know I would say that we can imagine he's probably not going to be endorsing Tom Barrow. But other than that, you know, I mean, it's what will Duggan supporters do? Will they line up to vote for Napoleon? Will they choose another candidate? Will they decide to sit this one out? There's a lot of questions that we're going to learn the answers to in the next few months.
Detroit Free Press editorial writer Nancy Caffer. Thanks so much, Nancy.
Thank you for having me.